Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Well, no 2 days are ever quite the same in the Second Captain's World Service, which is why we can start the week by having a fascinating chat with ESPN's Howard Bryant about racial inequality and police brutality in the US, and finish it by figuring out exactly which Sligo Gaelic footballer features in the poster on Connell's bedroom wall in the penultimate episode of Normal People. That's the kind of variety you're talking about. Hi there, Murph.
Hey, Owen. How's it going?
It's going fine because we figured out who that Gaelic footballer was, but we're going to keep the non-members waiting for that, Murph. They'll have to sign up to discover the identity. They might even get the Roscommon, the name of the Roscommon guy who was with the unnamed Sligo player.
They might well own.
Howard Bryant, first up. We've had Howard on in the past talking about the tradition of black athletes speaking out about social issues and the militarization of sports in the US. He was back again on Tuesday to cover the situation in America since the death of George Floyd. Ken, put it to Howard that it looks like the US is on the verge of collapse.
No, I couldn't disagree with you more on that. The United States is collapsing. It's not on the verge of collapse. It's not nearing dystopia. It's not kind of messed up. This is chaos. This is exactly what everybody feared during the Trump election. This is what everybody feared during Ferguson. This is what everybody feared after Trayvon Martin got killed. It's what everybody has feared for years, that at some point you can't push a society to its breaking point and have it not break. You can even hear it in our language when people talk about borderline chaos and they try to make it seem like there's some backdoor way out of this or that we're not quite there yet. No, this country is collapsing right in front of our faces.
Yeah, fairly stark stuff from Howard Bryant on Tuesday. We also considered the calls for justice for George Floyd being made by some footballers in the Bundesliga, including Jadon Sancho, who was booked not for his message, the message on his T-shirt, but for the act of whipping his jersey off in celebration of a goal.
Because remember, they brought in this rule, then they were like, oh, this rule's stupid, get rid of it. And then they were like, oh no, we got to bring it back. And the reason why they brought it back is because there's no point in allowing players to strip off all their branded gear at exactly the moment of celebration when interest in them is at its most intense. You know, you want the sponsor's logo to be clearly visible. That's the reason why it's illegal to take off your shirt. That's not what it says in the laws of the game, obviously. It says something much more ridiculous than that. It says removing one's shirt after scoring is unnecessary and players should avoid such excessive displays of joy. That's literally what it says.
Does it say joy?
Players should avoid
bad.
Such excessive displays of joy. You know, who knows what would happen if people started showing joy everywhere.
Yeah, joy is such a loaded word, isn't it? You know, you want to steer clear of joy if you got it.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously, you can't put it. No, the players are primarily billboards. They must. There's no point in them divesting themselves of sponsored logos in the happy moments that are going to be showed again and again. I mean, it defeats the whole purpose of the game.
It may be joyless, but it's back. Premier League football returning in a couple of weeks. We'll have loads of coverage of that.
Did you,
just,
did you steal that promo from Sky Sports here? It yeah, may yeah, be yeah. joyless, but it's back.
No one's going to enjoy this very much, but these games yeah, have to be played.
And now, because we're contractually obliged to be here.
Exactly. So anyway, we will be building up to the very... I'm sure there'll be plenty of joy in the football. Remember, I'm trying to sell the Premier League stuff here. I probably shouldn't have mentioned the joyless bit. But listen, we're not working for the Premier League. You can come for Ken's coverage, or you can choose not to join. It's up to you. A former Premier League footballer, Luke Chadwick, was the guest on Richie's Player's Chair this week, and he spoke brilliantly about the anguish he suffered as a young player when he became the butt of repeated gags on the TV show They Think It's All Over. This was because of his physical appearance.
I remember the first time, I didn't know anything about it, I got a text from someone saying, oh, nice appearance on They Think It's All Over, and my heart just sort of sank, because it was so shocking to me to hear that, because obviously, quite naively, I'd played a few games at Man United, but I just couldn't believe that I was, not obviously this for a negative thing, but even if it was a positive thing, in front of that many people on a telly, it just didn't seem real that that had happened. And then it happened time after time again, and that's when it really started eating me up inside, really. And I just didn't, I knew I'd never say anything to anyone, but I just sort of pray to myself that it'd just stop and it wouldn't happen anymore and just go away. It was a real, I thought perhaps this is just how it is being a footballer, maybe. I don't know.
Really smashing interview that with Luke Chadwick, and just a guy who spoke really well about something that cut him up at the time. He says, on the one hand, he says that he wishes he was able to speak about it then and maybe contact the BBC, ask them to lay off. But then on the other hand, he's thinking, well, maybe if I do, what if they had taken it and then run with that, and I might have got it twice as bad. But he's in a good place now, and he spoke brilliantly to Richie. We also had time to have a bit of a laugh, mostly at the egotism that continues to define Lance Armstrong. The second and final part of a new documentary on Lance was broadcast this week. And in case you're in any doubt about just how big a deal Lance was at the height of his fame, here's one of his many friends bigging him up.
He and McConaughey were working out and just enjoying the beach. McConaughey at that time was as famous of an actor as you possibly get. You walk into a bar or a restaurant and most of the people there are like, I want to meet Matthew McConaughey. I want to have a beer with him. Lance Armstrong was like a whole different level of fame. There was not a person in that restaurant that didn't want to shake his hand, not a busboy who wasn't affected by cancer. Like, every single person wanted to meet Lance Armstrong that summer.
So who's this loser you're hanging around with, Lance? Oh, that's McConaughey. Don't mind him. I'm Lance.
awful man.
There was a fair bit of that in the documentary, Lance's friends still talking about him like he's the main man. But I have to say, I certainly liked part two a lot more than Ken did. You'll have to, that's not even out yet. That's going to be on the way tomorrow, along our myself and Ken's review of the Lance Armstrong documentary, along with the Murph and Mal movie club. And of course, every day you can check in on David O'Doherty isolating on Ackle Island. I'm picking up favorite David. She's giving me
Favorite David.
All of this for only €5 a month plus VAT. Come on, that's a fair deal, isn't it? Well, I suppose it's a fair deal for the people who have signed up and feel that that's a fair
deal. It's a square deal, a square deal.
Is that the same as fair?
It's the exact same.
Excellent. Well, take this square deal while it's on offer and join
well,
us.
Well, I mean, I think it means a fair deal. I mean, there was
Are you thinking
just
about
a
square meal?
No, there was a shop in Joom called The Square Deal. And
maybe
I'm pretty
was a
sure
on meal.
I don't know. And you have me doubting things now. It's like that friend of mine who had to be convinced that the saying was play it by ear and not play it by year.
Oh, a lot of people think it's year, yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe I've just stumbled headlong into my personal version of this hell.
You can join up on secondcaptains.com. Thanks for listening to this one. Thanks, Garen.
Thank you, Owen.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.